This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
We're here with Jay Parsons from Origins. Jay, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks, Mike.
Good. Welcome to our studio lounge and welcome to Colorado.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great location.
Indeed.
Weather's cooperating so far.
Yeah, it's really nice outside there. So how's the conference going for you so far? We're kind of in day one and a half?
Day one and a half, but it's great. It's great to see familiar faces, old mm-hmm. friends. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to meet new people as well.
Mm-hmm. In person.
In person, yes, as opposed to in the box.
Hi, I'm on Zoom again.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of energy at the conference. People are excited to be out. And we always do a great job. Our events team really puts together a nice conference, good content.
It is A-plus material for sure. So the topic at hand, Jay, is what factors are key for credit unions to consider when developing and managing indirect lending programs? So how is Origins advancing the credit union and member experience? So let's start off with that. So give us a quick overview.
Yeah, so I think when credit unions are looking to start an indirect program, there's lots of different things you need to look at, right?
Yeah.
You need to have that internal knowledge of the auto space and car dealerships and how they operate. That's extremely important. You need to be able to set up the underwriting to be quick and efficient, to be able to get dealers the answers that they need. You need to be able to process the paperwork quickly to be able to get the dealers their money. That's what they like.
Yep.
And then you have to create relationships with the dealers because if they don't know you and don't like you and don't want to do business with you, then you're not going to have a productive program. Mm-hmm. And so really those seem to be the keys, no different in the past. But you have to be dedicated to it. It can't be a hobby.
Yeah.
It needs to be something that you're really going to focus on and want to succeed at.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's really important for that to occur right now because auto dealers are... they're looking to get creative and stuff. I mean, because the auto industry has been kind of wacky the last few years, for lack of better terminology.
Yeah.
Sorry to get technical there, but, but it's been crazy, especially the used car market. Are you kidding me? It's crazy what's going on out there.
It really is. It's unusual. It's unusual times, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no
we
doubt.
Haven't been through something like this in the auto space. Dealers are very resilient, and so they're very good business people, and they will find a way to succeed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, the credit unions are gaining market share in this environment, which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
It's great news. You know, we continue to see our volume set records month after month, quarter after quarter, and it's because our credit unions are dedicated to the space.
Mm-hmm.
They're consistent in their lending practices, and we're really seeing them gain market share.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. It bodes well for the industry as a whole too. So
absolutely,
good news all the way around. So in today's lending landscape, what do credit unions need to do to ensure their indirect lending programs are successful? What's the recipe for success here in this area?
Speed, I think, right? Is that's really what is going to make them successful. They need to be speed in underwriting, speed in funding or processing of those loans, speed in getting money to the car dealership, and then relationships. Relationships are just so important.
You got to nurture those things for sure.
You really do. That's a cool thing, I think, about the credit union space. I call it old school F&I, is that a lot of banks, they're great at a 5-second decision. But if you want to talk to somebody about that deal, you can't talk to anybody because nobody's smarter than the algorithm or the computer that makes those decisions. And so our credit unions still have that distinct advantage of person-to-person communication to be able to talk about the merits of the deal, to talk about the member or potential member and why they need this particular car. And so I think that relationship aspect is something that the credit union space really can prevail over the banks.
Yeah. One of these days, Jay, we're going to get to the point to where we're going to go to the dealership and I'm going to see the car that I want and I'm going to take my iPad or my phone, I'm going to press a button and that car is going to be mine. So, and talk about speed, hoping it gets to that point someday, right?
Yeah, or... and you're probably not even going to be at the dealership.
There you go! Oh my gosh, that's another show!
Yeah, you're probably going to be at home.
Exactly, pressing a button and the car's going to show up.
I think that
we're already doing that.
That is one thing that the pandemic is pushing forward, right? Is the digital aspect.
Yeah.
And dealers had to find ways to move that forward within their stores and touchless deliveries, right?
Yeah.
Is that people were afraid to leave their house. So they wanted to be able to go online, look at the car, They wanted to get the financing solution. And then they wanted the car delivered to them at their house because they didn't want that exposure. And so that's happening. It's happening at a higher pace than it has historically. And I think that's important, too, to continue to find ways to be top of funnel from an application perspective.
Yeah.
And as Tony talked about this morning, is staying relevant within those dealerships.
Yeah, yeah. You go onto these auto buying sites and stuff now, and there's the choice to have your car delivered now. So as opposed to that wasn't there like 5 years ago, leads me to my next question. Is like, so how is everything different from 5 years ago? How did credit unions identify ways to build and expand their dealership network? Because things are just a little bit different now, right?
Yeah, I think part of it, again, it wraps around those speed solutions, and you need to find a partner that's going to help you with some of those things, right?
Yeah.
Is that how can we help with automated underwriting? How can we take the decisions you make today manually and make them electronic decisions, you know, so we can get those. They cash at a higher rate, auto decisions, because everyone's in this instant gratification business, right? This is that, and the dealer's no different. They know that the pain point in the car buying process is sitting in the F&I office for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So getting a quick decision is important. You heard Tony this morning talk about document process automation. That's going to help from a processing perspective. It's going to allow credit unions to not have to have so much manual energy around funding that auto loan.
Yeah.
And then we're working on an ACH solution to be able to get the money to the dealer same day.
Really?
So you tie those three things together, and they all create a more efficient, faster process for the dealer as well as the credit union and the member.
Yeah, we had Bob. We had Bob Child in here earlier, and we talked about that same process.
Oh, good.
And the theme there was speed as well, because I mean the consumer wins. I mean, here's the old cliche, everybody wins, but you know, the credit union, the consumer, and the dealer, they all win the situation when speed is, when speed works with the technology, or vice versa, the technology promotes the speed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's important, I think, when you're, if you're looking to start a department or expand your department, is to make sure that you have the right partner that can help you accomplish those objectives.
Yeah, and the significance of this, though, has never been more important today, I would think, right? Because of all the other options they have, a consumer has out there?
Absolutely. I mean, when I started in this business, we were using fax machines, right? And you were talking about hours for response time.
Right.
And now hours is completely unacceptable.
No,
it needs to be quick. And again, if you're competing against somebody that can process that loan and get them money within 24 hours and you're taking 3 or 4 days, that's a disadvantage in the dealer's mind. And so you need to make sure that you're keeping up with the industry.
Yeah, and that promotes that relationship you were talking about earlier, right?
Okay. Correct.
Good stuff.
And that's another advantage we have as local credit unions. It's a local business doing business with another local business, not this national entity. So if we can create those relationships locally, general manager or owner of the dealership with CEO or head of lending at the credit union, those are relationships that a lot of other lenders cannot create because they're not there.
Yeah. And if you look at it from a bigger picture or a higher level, I guess, it really helps the local economy as well, right?
Absolutely.
So there's so much upside here.
There is.
So why not? All right, Jay, anything else to add here? I know you have a busy schedule. So,
well, how have you been enjoying the conference?
Oh, my gosh. Well, from this venue, I'm really loving it. I got to see a little bit of Tony Battelle's opening speech, so that was really good there. So I'm hoping to get a smattering of attending breakout sessions and keynotes and things like that. So yeah, but so far I'm very, very impressed. And the crowd, I heard you guys have a record crowd this year as well.
Great attendance.
So congrats.
Yeah, great attendance.
And and you can't beat this place, the Gaylord Resort. So here,
it's
this
a beautiful
is
facility for sure.
Amazing. Yeah. So
we appreciate you being here, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and enjoy the rest of the show, Jay. All right.
Thanks.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.